Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh woman from Radio 4 reads out your inquiries that you've been sending us by email. If you want to send anything in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we will answer all your questions. First one today.
Dear Scott. Subject, Western Becky.
What? Okay.
I think I'll sit back and listen to this.
Yeah.
If Scott is the two-gun hero, Chappers is the mopey sidekick, and the one who doesn't speak is the strong, silent stereotype, then who is Becky? Is she the damsel in distress? Is she the madam with the heart of gold? Or is she the feisty vixen with a shotgun? We need to know. Zach, Calgary, Canada.
I'm going to tart with a heart.
Did you talk about this when I was off last week then, Westerns?
Hey?
I thought you might have been talking about who you'd play in a cowboy. Is this just random then?
Really
out
random.
Of nowhere?
I thought they called you Westerns because you're from Somerset. That's what I assumed was why they were calling you Western Becky.
Western Becky?
What's on?
What's on?
Oh, right. Well,
who are you?
I want to be the fit one. Who's that?
I don't know.
I want to be in the one with Will Smith. What's that called?
Wild West.
Yeah.
Wiki. Wild West. Want
to be in that one.
Not your traditional Western film.
Back to the Future 3.
Oh, that was good.
I say it's a Western,
that's
wasn't
a good
it?
One.
That was a really good... What a good idea that was to do a Western theme for Back to the Future 3, I always thought. Next.
Nice bit off deodorant in the body shoop, doot, spray and sniff, mum.
Right. Hi, this is the phantom texter from Barry Island that just puts doot and mun on his text a lot. That's good, that's it. Can we hear that again? I like that.
Nice bit off deodorant in the body shoop, doot, spray and sniff, mum.
Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, the posh Radio 4 lady, the one that doesn't speak, and hopefully the parrot you've got by the time this is read out.
No.
I am only 13 years old and have been following the parrot idol ever since it started, because I think it is the single best feature you have done on the show.
What? Finding a parrot to replace Becky in the years that we've been doing this show is the best thing ever?
Really?
Okay. Fine.
Unless taking the mick out of Scott is a feature. If you ever get a parrot in, I have come up with a list of phrases it needs to know. And in fact, what every parrot across the country should know. They are 1. Mun and doot. As if the posh Radio 4 lady isn't funny enough when she says it. 2. What's occurring? Could be put in the theme tune. 3. I love you. To play once you've finished talking to someone on the phone. 4. I'm going to fart. The phrase put forward by Napoleon. I also only added that so that if it got read out, the posh Radio 4 lady would say it. Thanks for reading. Ed in Fleet. P.S. Keep up the good work.
Got good services in Fleet, haven't we?
Oh, I do like them, actually. Yeah,
really
is that
good.
The one with the bridge across? From
the bridge across.
Yeah.
And you go M&S, that
I
side.
I love that one.
Really good. Sorry, we just...
Oh my God, we've got a service station obsession as well.
We have. Did you not know that about me?
That was the first thing I did when I passed my driving test, is went to a services on my own.
Was it?
And a drive-through, just because I could.
Yeah. It is good the first time you go to a service.
And
what?
I bought chocolate from a petrol station because we weren't allowed. My mum just filled up with petrol. I bought chocolate just because I could.
This is an insight, isn't it?
The first thing you did after passing your driving test was you went to a motorway service station.
Which one?
Would have been Gordano.
Oh, is it Gordano? I thought you might have gone a bit further along and gone Lee Delamere.
That is a good one, though.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Can you wake me up when this is finished?
Sorry. Please. Anyway, talking about the parrot there was obviously Napoleon, who we had on when you were away, Becky. A real-life parrot that does say this. I'm going to fart.
I'm currently in the process of trying to book him.
Are you?
He's making some quite...
What, so you can have a day off?
He's making some quite devious demands, but once I've got them sorted, it's... No,
does he need a special?
Really.
Does he need a special kind of seed?
I'm going to fart.
Obviously, a lot of people will be wanting that on their phone.
I'm going to fart.
Okay, next.
Going home now, doot love. We going goosty hunting on the combine. It says nice bit of salad cream.
Okay, good. That was obviously from Barry again. Next.
Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who does not speak, and the posh lady from Radio 4. I have just been listening to you talking about Fraser ordering you some goodies for the weekend online.
That's my flatmate.
And I'm amused that you do not have a car.
sorry. Okay, what was he ordering for you? Some goodies?
He was ordering...
For the weekend?
I thought
he just did grocery shopping.
It was online grocery shopping, that's what it was.
Really?
Yeah, and I was saying...
I think this person knows different.
No, I was saying that I don't have a car. Anyway, we
to
continue.
To pick up your goodies.
Is that because you have a driver at your beck and call?
No.
Why is it exactly, other than the reason mentioned above, that you do not have a car? I think I can answer that myself. Something to do with your love of white wine? I thought you would have a smart Mini Cooper S. Love the show, love you. Shona, Essex, XXXX.
No, I haven't got a Mini Cooper.
Why would they think you have a Mini Cooper S?
I'm not sure what Shona's trying to say.
I quite like the thought of you driving in a Mini.
Are they kind of... I don't want to insult anybody here, but are they kind of known as like hairdresser cars?
Ooh, that's torn out.
It's a question.
Doesn't the big boss here have a Mini? One of them.
Really?
Well done. Really well done. Really good.
I put it out there as a question.
Really, really good.
Not as a fact.
Next.
Nice sitting on Venice Beach munching a hot dog, mun.
Good. Another one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the Posh Radio 4 lady, my name is Jeremy and I'm off of Canada. I go to university about 3 hours from Regina, where I'm from. Because I'm busy with classes, I don't get home as often as I'd like and I miss my little brother.
Aww.
But your show has brought us together. Each morning before I walk to school, I download your latest podcast and laugh all the way to class.
Whoa.
Meanwhile, my brother is back in Regina listening to the same podcast. As an example of how you've strengthened our relationship recently, I now receive and send texts littered with muns and doots. No one else I know gets it, but it's our little inside joke.
Brilliant.
So thanks for bringing us closer. Yours truly, Jeremy. P.S. Just so you know, there are tons of us Canadians who are embarrassed that Nickelback is Canadian. We're not all fans here. Tongue sticking out, smiley.
Oh, that's really nice. We're bringing families together. That's really nice. And finally...
Blodwyn's eaten all the prawn cocktails, mun, and farted. No one here now, mun.
Ah! That was Dear Scott. Send in all your inquiries to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.